This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now in your top ag news here on a Wednesday morning, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue took the microphone last week at a White House briefing by the Coronavirus Task Force. Perdue says the Department of Agriculture is keeping the food supply chain running, and free and reduced price lunches are going to public school kids who aren't in school because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
And we have issued waiver after waiver to make this flexibility available for things that make sense when children cannot congregate in a singular location. That's one of the first waivers we issued, and when Congress gave us the authority to issue more, we are turning those waivers around in rapid speed, really less than 24 hours.
Perdue says in addition to state waivers, USDA is helping producers directly.
We've worked with all those producers, even the ones who provide the equipment and materials for our farmers and cattlemen and producers out there, to make sure they have what they need. They're part of the critical and essential workforce there,
which is key to keeping the food supply chain intact during this coronavirus crisis.
And the good news is those folks are staying on the job. Those who've grown it, those who are processing it, our inspectors who are grading it every just the same way they always had, those folks who are delivering it, packing it, stocking those shelves, and checking out those customers.
The CARES Act that Congress passed and the President signed last week provides $9.5 billion for livestock operators, food safety inspectors, specialty crop producers, and direct retail farmers. It also has close to $15 billion to replenish CCC funding to keep implementing 2018 Farm Bill programs, and it boosts aid for telemedicine, broadband, and business and industry loans and grants. Plus, there's more for food stamps, child nutrition, schools and food banks, and hundreds of billions of dollars in checks for individuals and families, including an extra 4 months of jobless benefits. And the coronavirus pandemic is raising unforeseen and complex issues for agriculture. First, there's hoarding and price gouging, including charges. Major meat packers are getting higher prices at the supermarket while gouging independent producers. That's not sitting well with Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who says Attorney General William Barr is already looking at price gouging in medical equipment.
I'm going to write to Attorney General Barr and Secretary of Agriculture Perdue, asking them to address this issue immediately if there's anything they find wrong.
The $2.2 trillion CARES Act, meantime, opens up Commodity Credit Corporation payments to livestock producers, as I aforementioned. But Grassley says it's at the Ag Secretary's discretion, adding this.
When I see the price of grain going down every day, and now at our local elevators here in Iowa where we sell at $2.92 for corn, it seems to me that if things don't turn around soon, that you might see some more being paid out.
Grassley also wanted pipeline loan and feedstock support for ethanol producers, but that didn't make it to the CARES Act. As for the collapse of ethanol prices with people off the roads and EPA now delaying nationwide enforcement of a court ruling on small refinery ethanol waivers, he had this to say.
There's other questions about EPA right now, some of the things that they're doing in this issue, and I haven't talked to my colleagues, but I think we do have to follow up, yes.
Grassley, whose panel deals with trade, is also pushing in a letter to the U.S. Trade Ambassador by members of both parties to delay the proposed June 1st start date for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement due to coronavirus.
The letter reflects what I believe is necessary, that overall we aren't ready for that June 1st date. But I got to tell you, I have some sympathy representing an agricultural state for the leverage that our government feels they need against Canada, particularly on agriculture, but on Mexico and some other things.
Grassley, in the meantime, cautions against rushing a fourth rescue bill before the latest one is implemented and its results known, versus, as he accuses some, of just using the crisis as an excuse to spend more money on things unrelated to the coronavirus. In other news from yesterday, producers surveyed across the United States intend to plant an estimated 97 million acres of corn this upcoming year. That's up 8% from last year. The Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service released its prospective plantings report Tuesday. In the report, it says planted acreage intentions for corn are up or unchanged in 38 of the 48 estimated states. Soybean growers intend to plant 83.5 million acres in 2020. That's up 10% from last year, the third highest planted acreage on record. Compared with last year, planted acreage is expected to be up or unchanged in 22 of the 29 estimated states. NASS also released the quarterly grain stocks report as of March the 1st. The report says corn stocks totaled 7.95 billion bushel, down 8% from the same time last year. On-farm corn stocks were down 13% from a year ago, but off-farm stocks were up less than a percentage. And soybeans stored totaled 2.25 billion bushel. That's down 17%. On-farm soybean stocks were down 20%, while off-farm stocks were down 15%. And in other news from around the nation, Dean Foods announced yesterday that Dairy Farmers of America was the winning bidder to acquire a substantial portion of Dean's Foods business operations. In a statement, Dean's Foods says, quote, "We ran a competitive auction process and are pleased to have reached these agreements." The two previously reached an agreement in February before withdrawing the plan to favor a competitive bidding process. DFA will acquire the assets, rights, interests, and properties relating to 44 of the company's fluid and frozen facilities for $433 million. In addition, as part of the court-supervised sale process, Dean Foods has designated Prairie Farms Dairy as the winner of assets, rights, interests, and properties relating to 8 additional facilities, 2 distribution branches, and certain other assets for $75 million in cash. Dean Foods has designated Manna Saves MacArthur LLC and Producers Dairy Foods as winning bidders for the sale of the facilities located in Miami, Florida and Reno, Nevada, respectively. Harmony Incorporated has been designated as the winning bidder for the Uncle Matt's business. And for the second straight year, the National Pork Producers Council has canceled the World Pork Expo. Canceled last year to avoid spread of African swine fever, this year's event is one of many interrupted by the global COVID-19 pandemic. NPPC announced the cancellation early this week due to COVID-19 human health concerns. NPPC President Howard A.V. Roth says, while disappointing, canceling the event allows, quote, producers and others across the industry to focus on the essential role we play in the nation's food supply system at this critical time. Roth says NPPC will, quote, do our part to support the nation's transition back to normalcy and look forward to making this next year's World Pork Expo better than ever. World Pork Expo is the world's largest pork-specific trade show, where more than 20,000 industry professionals gather for 3 days to showcase innovations, introduce new products, and participate in training and educational programs. World Pork Expo 2021 is scheduled for June 9th through the 11th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Moving along now into state ag news here on your Wednesday. An extended run of dry weather might be tough to find here in April. That was reported by Freeze Notice agriculture meteorologist Dan Hicks.
Well, I think temperature-wise, it looks warmer than normal. I think that we just can't sustain any below-normal temperatures going back all the way into the wintertime, and I think that trend is going to continue into the middle part of April. So most days will be warmer than normal, and the positive side of that is that it will evaporate a little bit more moisture than if we have normal temperatures. Now, regarding precipitation, again, as you mentioned, the next statewide chance coming up Friday and Saturday, it doesn't appear to be a big rain event, probably some quarter to three-quarter inch amounts. Most areas will have a little bit of dry weather after that, but what I don't see through the middle part of April is an extended period of dry weather. I don't see much opportunity where we could get as much as 7 or 8 days of dry weather. I think rainfall will come on a fairly regular basis. It won't all be heavy, but it probably will keep fields generally a little wetter than normal into the middle part of April. So I would think that in many parts of Illinois and the Midwest, rapid increase in field work may tend to be a little bit on the slow side still into the middle part of the month.
Again, that was Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks. And with those warmer temperatures throughout the state, some people might be itching to get out and hunt or fish. But there is a workaround that you don't have to go to a state park. If you know someone with a pond or private property who might have seasonal mushrooms on their land, those can still be hunted upon and their ponds can be fished. DNR Conservation Police Sergeant John Williamson notes there are some federal sites in the state that you can still take advantage of.
Also, private property is open now. Just under the governor's order, you just need to keep your social distancing. But if you've got private land turkey tags, you're more than welcome to hunt. If you've got ponds to fish, you can fish. Lake Shelbyville, the federal sites are still open. You can still launch your boat. You can still fish off the bank on the federal sites. The state sites at Lake Shelbyville are closed just like it is at Clinton Lake. So there's the difference. State property is closed right now. The federal property is open. If we keep having an issue with numbers keep going up as far as COVID-19, I think the federal sites are closed too. But as of now, they're open. Lake Shelbyville is a Corps of Engineers lake. There's two state parks, Wolf Creek State Park and Eagle Creek State Park, are on the lake, but those are the state sites. The rest of the lake is actually federally managed, so it's open. Carlisle Lake is a Corps of Engineer lake. Wren Lake down in Illinois is a Corps of Engineer lake, so they're federally managed. Each of those lakes has some state property on them, but most of the property is federally managed.
The department also has seen some isolated incidents of false information circulating on social media, posting as if it is coming from the IDNR. Williamson indicates that the best place to find the most accurate information is at their website, dnr.illinois.gov. And moving on now into local ag news here for your Wednesday. With planting season and other ag activities right around the corner here in April, the Farm Bureau managers of both Montgomery and Christian County were both a part of a roundtable discussion over the phone about local ag retailers' policies during the current COVID-19 pandemic. First, we'll join Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson.
I thought I'd start off with the current status of our office. We are closed to the public, still operating as normal as we can. I have phones transferred to my cell phone, so if calls come in the office, I can still answer those. And right now, we're closed until April 7th, and we are just waiting to see if the governor extends that shelter-in-place deadline. I did have the opportunity to visit with several ag retailers in the county, and I just wanted to throw out kind of a blanket statement for all of them to start with, is that they are still operating and they are still caring for farmers' needs. They just might be operating a little bit differently than normal. So my first piece of advice, if you're a farmer or someone who needs to buy a product or need something delivered to your farm, call them first. Most likely they are still operating. Their office is just closed to the public. So with that being said, I will list off some specific examples of businesses that I either called and talked to directly or emailed, had some sort of communication. I will start off with M&M Service Company. At all of their locations, their doors are locked to the public, but they do encourage that you call them or email them. They are still providing all of the services that they normally do. You just are unable to go inside of their businesses. And if you have concerns about what happens if an employee gets sick and then they have to shut down and there's no one available to work, I'll put your worries at ease. They are having their employees work in two separate shifts and rotating. So in case that would happen, they would hopefully still have one full shift of workers to provide the services that you need. Move on to Sloan Implement Company. They are also not allowing customers inside their building, but you can still come and pick up parts or equipment that they have. They just ask that you call ahead, and they will bring those outside to you. Farmers Grain in Litchfield and Fillmore, they are closed to the public, but if you need animal feed, if you need to pick up a check or something else, give them a call and they will work with you and make that happen. Miller Brothers Fertilizer, closed to the public as well, but they do have a walk-up window available, so you could actually go to their location and conduct business. It would just be through a window. Deliveries of chemicals are still operating as normal, and they said most of their suppliers are still open, so no worries there. Sarles Farm Supply in Raymond, business as usual. They don't have a lot of foot traffic. They are still moving grain, so things are still operating there. And then lastly, I visited with Seavers Equipment Company, and they are also closed to walk-in customers, but their parts departments will deliver parts to your vehicle when you arrive, or they'll set parts outside for you. They just ask that you call ahead and then call when you actually get to the location. New and used equipment sales can be handled over the phone or via email, and you can see what they have available online at SeaversEquipmentCompany.com. And they are still having service on pieces of farm machinery in their shops. Those are continuing uninterrupted. You can call the service department if you have questions or would need assistance. And they do ask that if someone needs to make a visit to a farm, that you respect the social distancing guidelines of at least 6 feet. So while it might be normal to shake someone's hand or have a, you know, candid conversation with them, they do ask that you respect that 6 feet.
And now we'll join Christian County Farm Bureau Manager Melissa McMillan with a report from Christian County.
Christian County Farm Bureau, we are closed to walk-in traffic. We are working remotely, and phone calls are being sent to my cell phone as well. I'm going to also throw my cell phone number out there for members that do still need assistance, which is 815-440-0789. To reiterate what Katie said, the Christian County Ag Companies are still operating. They're working for our farmers, and the majority of them are also asking that you call first. A list of companies that I have here in Christian County is Jenner Ag. I'll start with them. All locations for Jenner are closed to walk-in traffic. Service continues both in the field and in their shop throughout the spring, planting, and beyond. You may reach the technicians by phone or email. In event that a field service technician does visit your location, whether ag, retail, or farm, they ask that you follow the social distancing requirements of maintaining more than 6 feet of space from that person. They do have parts curbside pickup that's available during regular hours. If you aren't comfortable with someone picking up or coming to your vehicle, inform the parts specialist, and they'll put a part outside the door for you on a table. You can also find used and new equipment inventory online at jennerag.com. The Morrisonville Grain Co-op employee-only policy in both Morrisonville and Harville locations. Contact them by phone or email for check paperwork pickup or any other information that you may need. They will bring this information out to you in your car, or they can send it to you via email or old-fashioned snail mail. Truck drivers, they're asking that you remain in your trucks at all times, including unloading and loading. Sloan Implements, their 22 locations are now working behind locked doors and will be open for normal business hours. The Christian County Farmer Supply, all facilities are closed to public except to receive deliveries and load product to customers. Salesman's contact with customers should be limited to phone, email, and text. The Taylorville Fast App has stopped preparing fresh foods, and operation inside is at reduced hours to reduce staffing needs and their potential exposure to the public. ADM locations, they're maintaining continuity in the entire ag supply chain is now essential more than ever to ensure people continue to have access to nutrition they need. They are taking necessary precautions throughout their businesses, implementing a minimal staff model at their global offices and facilities, with all employees who are able to work remotely are doing so. They are also actively screening all visitors, including delivery drivers, for COVID-19 symptoms. Assumption Grain Cooperative locations, starting March 18th, they're restricting company offices to employees only. Please contact them by phone if you wish to conduct business. They're also asking truck drivers to stay in place while loading and unloading. And finally, Legacy Grain Cooperative locations. You can conduct business over the phone. Please do so. And if you've been a sick or around anyone sick, they're asking you not to come to their offices or get near any of their employees. Those are the ag businesses and companies I have for Christian County.
And again, those were Farm Bureau Managers Katie Wilson of Montgomery County and Melissa McMillan of Christian County, with an update on local ag retailers. And you can catch that interview yet again this afternoon on the Noon Farm Show. But for now, that wraps up the Morning Farm Show here on a Wednesday. But remember, if you have any ag news for us, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday morning, April 1st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.